This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Cam, and we're joined now by Sean Tanis of the News Desk for our market wrap. Sean, Bloomberg reports a deadly fungus that appears to be sending Chinese pharma stocks surging. What is the story here?
Yeah, so the hottest topic in China right now is about this super fungus called Candida auris or C. auris. Everyone is talking about it on social media in China. For a lack of better word, I'll say it's going viral.
Oof.
But you know, it was first discovered in 2009 after, you know, they said half of its victims reportedly died within just 90 days of contracting it. I don't know how many people actually died. But fast forward, there's a lot of panic in recent weeks after the death of an elderly man in the US. So there's some gambling in this. The panic exists because no medicine is able to cure the super fungus at this point. But somehow it has also triggered a lot of cash flow into the pharma sector.
Wait, so you mean there's a lot of anticipation or optimism that one of these China-based pharma companies are close to finding a cure?
Well, that's what it appears to be right now, because investors in China reportedly rushed to buy shares in biomedical companies in the mainland and also Hong Kong. And this comes after the New York Times reported that China has confirmed at least 18 cases of infection in recent years. Although we don't know how recent it is, Singapore reportedly has 3 cases since 2012. So in light of this growing panic-fueled optimism, there's a lot of unusual movements in this sector suddenly.
Just to say that the words super and fungus are two words that I never hope to see side by side. You know,
no.
Just seeing it on the page is a little...
Yeah, like a horror movie.
It's troubling. So on that note, with this panic-fueled optimism, the report says that Shandong Sino-Bioway biomedicine stocks have rallied 33% in the last 3 days. That's pretty serious.
Exactly. There are also other drug makers who rose by their 10% limits in the past few days, and this include Jiangsu Lianhuan Pharmaceutical and Jiangsu Sihuan Bioengineering. Over in Hong Kong, Shanghai Pharmaceutical Holdings rose 2.3%, making them among the best performers on the MSCI China Index. And analysts have pointed out how pharma stocks were one of the worst performing sectors in China last year because of a government trial scheme that reduced prices of certain drugs. But now they are back in fashion after some impressive full-year earnings released in March. And of course, the news now about this super fungus.
Sean, thank you so much for coming by. And if you would like to find out more about this, The Bigger Picture actually did a show. It's called Daily Digest Super Fungus on the Loose. They spoke to Associate Professor Dr. Sashila Ponnampalavana, consultant infectious disease physician, and you can find that by looking it up on bfm.my or on our app.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.